So if you can just open here, and you can see that it's all made of PVC parts.
Victor Belotta from Brazil and Sergio Espinosa from Colombia describe the low-cost and environment-friendly urban lighting projects that they've brought to life in a well-kept park adjacent to the Habitat 3 Conference Center.
Yeah, it's Chinese made. Inside we put the battery.
Hailing from the Pacific island of Fiji, where sustainability and resilience are a matter of life and death, Mr. Thompson listened attentively in the midday sun. Imaginative projects like these represent the new thinking that conference goers hope will bring the new urban agenda to life. Local solutions for problems that will help countries reach their own sustainability targets for 2030, led by cities. The General Assembly President rounded off his trip beyond the conference center walls at a local restaurant specializing in a South American favorite, fresh ceviche or marinated fish. After the meal, I asked him why this conference in Quito was so important.
Most of humanity does not know about the SDGs, and this strikes me as fundamentally wrong, because the Sustainable Development Goals are about the future of everybody's children, grandchildren, and those that come after. So to have any kind of apathy about them is just unacceptable to me as a human being. But you can't blame human beings if they're not being told about them. So this is where I think the mayors have got something to do. I'm going to put that challenge to them. I mean, they have advertising space in every train, every bus in the world has advertising space on it now. I'm going to be writing to all the heads of government of the world on my way back from Quito to New York, which is a follow-up to the high-level week, where I ask those of them that I met to ensure that they're getting this SDGs into the school curriculums back in their countries. And I'll be saying that to the mayors down here in Quito as well, if they could do what they can to connect with the youth on these SDGs, because, you know, it's really the youth that own the SDGs in the long run. When the year 2030 comes around, they'll be the adults.
Is this new urban agenda of any relevance at all to places like your homeland, a Pacific island nation? I mean, why should they care about what happens here?
The SDGs, if you read them in total, are relevant to every country in the world, to every village in the world. I spent 10 years in the 1970s as a rural development officer, and, you know, basically I was making it up as I went. And development used to break my heart, because you would put in rural water supplies and sanitation schemes and things, but if once you put the road in, everybody was gone and they went to live in peri-urban settlements. You fly over, you know, 20 years later, and all that work was just really a waste of time, because there was nobody living there anymore. It wasn't until I saw the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda and the 17 SDGs that I realized, yeah, this is what development is. This is where, you know, where you're developing for a sustainable future. That's what development really is. It's not, oh, you and I, let's go and build a beach house, you know. If it's going to be washed away by rising sea levels in 10 years' time, what's the point of that? So the Sustainable Development Goals are there for every community, whatever size they are, and every community and every individual should know about them.
And can we bridge the growing inequality gap within cities and between cities of the world? They're all so different, aren't they?
This is why I say that individuals have to know about the SDGs. If they see them as rights and responsibilities, this is a hugely transformative way of looking at the world.
Peter Thompson, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.